So what I'd like you to do is first just let your eyes, being open, focus on the middle of the room where you are. And then notice how you can let your attention go to the far wall away from where you're sitting. If you're lying flat, you can let your attention go to the ceiling. And then notice how you can let your attention come back to the center of the room. And then your attention can come to about book reading distance, as if you're reading a book in your hands. And you may notice that you can determine where your attention goes. And now, if you'd like, you can let your eyes go closed and just let your attention go inward. And we'll be focusing on the sensations of the breath. And you can let your attention go to wherever the breath comes most naturally to you. For some people, it's the sensations of the air at the level of the nostrils, with that gentle feeling coming in and out as the air passes in and out at the nostrils. For others, they naturally feel the breath at the level of the chest, with the rising and falling of the chest with each half breath, in and out. And still others feel the breath most naturally at the level of the abdomen, and that when the diaphragm underneath the lungs is pulling down and bringing air into the lungs, as you're breathing in, the abdomen actually moves upward, moves out. And then when the air is released from the lungs as you breathe out, the abdomen actually moves inward, sensing the abdominal movement in and out. So let's take a few moments now and just let your awareness ride the wave of the breath wherever you feel it most naturally, your nostrils, your chest, your abdominal movement, or for some people it's even just the whole body breathing, whatever comes naturally for you. And let's just let your attention ride the wave of your breathing. As you're sensing your breath in and out, I'm going to tell you an ancient story that's been passed through the generations about the mind being like the ocean, where deep in the ocean, beneath the surface, it's calm and clear. And from that deep place in the ocean, you can look upward toward the surface. And at the surface, no matter what the conditions are, whether it's flat or choppy or even a full storm, no matter what those conditions are, deep in the ocean, it's calm and clear. And just sensing the breath allows you to go to the depth of the ocean of your mind, where from this deep, tranquil place, you can look upward at the waves at the surface, the brain waves that are the activities of your mind, that from this deep place in your mind, you can just notice the thinking or feeling or perceiving, all those feelings that are just there at the surface and notice them as being activities that come and go in and out of awareness, like ripples on a pond. And just sensing your breath brings you back to this tranquil place in the depth of your mind. So let's take a few moments right now to just sense your breath. And when an activity of the mind brings your attention to it, like a thought, a feeling, a memory, a sensation, then lovingly and gently you can take note of that mental activity and redirect your attention to the breath. For some people, it's helpful to just make a gentle mental note. So if there's a thought, you can gently say in your mind, thinking. Or if there's a sensation, you can just say gently, sensing. And then let your attention return to the breath, to this depth of your mind, where you can just sense and observe the activities of the mind as just that, just activities, and not the totality of who you are. So let's take the time now and just sense your breath. And when you come to notice that your mind is no longer focusing on the breath, lovingly and gently take note of that and return your attention to your breathing. Now, in just a few moments, we'll bring this exercise to a close and just let yourself enjoy the deep tranquility that comes from just sensing the breath, knowing that just focusing your mind on your breathing brings you to this deep place of calm and clarity. And now, when you're ready, you can let your eyes open, and we'll continue talking about first-person experience of mindful awareness.